Nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition to save the South Western Railway Bristol to London Waterloo service, which is due to be axed at the end of next year. Campaigners are meeting in Trowbridge tonight to discuss a protest plan. The meeting's also available on Zoom. It affects passengers travelling from Bristol Temple Meads and Keynsham stations who'll have to change at Salisbury with a 59-minute wait or travel to Paddington instead. Bruce Williamson is a Bristol-based rail campaigner with the group Rail Futures. He says it's a valuable service.
People use it and it provides unique services in that, for example, it's one of the few direct routes to London from Keynsham. People can get a direct train to Waterloo, which might be more convenient for certain parts of London, and onward connections down to stations in Wiltshire, notably Trowbridge and Bradford-on-Avon.
Asked about the closure, the Department for Transport said they work closely with operators to deliver the most efficient services for travellers while also considering the best value for the taxpayer. In sport, Bristol City conceded twice in added time. Nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition to save the South Western Railway Bristol to London Waterloo service, which is due to be axed at the end of next year. It affects passengers travelling from Bristol Temple Meads and Keynsham stations who'll have to change at Salisbury with a 59-minute wait or travel to Paddington instead. Bruce Williamson is a Bristol-based rail campaigner with the group Rail Futures, who admits it'll be difficult to successfully protest the cut.
We're certainly up against it, and we're certainly very late in the day, but the Department for Transport are trying to sort of sneak this through at the last minute without consultation, and that's why we're up in arms about it. You know, they need to go through the proper process. And I don't think the alternatives they're trying to offer are anywhere near as good as this service.
In response, the Department for Transport says they work closely with operators to deliver the most efficient services for travellers whilst also considering the best value for the taxpayer.
Now, nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition to save the Bristol to London Waterloo train service. The Department for Transport and the operator South Western Railway are planning to scrap the route at the end of the year, saying it'll improve efficiency. But rail campaigners say it means there'll be no direct service from either Keynsham or Oldfield Park to London, and they're holding a meeting tonight in Trowbridge to protest the plans. Graham Ellis has organised the meeting. Morning, Graham.
Good morning.
I mean, most people from around here going to London on the train would probably go into Paddington. So do we really still need a Waterloo service?
Yes, we do, because it takes people to South London. It takes people to Clapham Junction. It takes people to Waterloo. Look at those with wheelchairs. Look at those with heavy luggage. Look at those going to Basingstoke and Dover and Woking. It's a well-used service. There's been lots and lots of people getting onto it, and come next year, that's the end of 2022, it will interlace with the other trains on that route and then properly provide that local service through to Salisbury as well. But, you know, we're not defending other train cuts that are going on and around. It's this one here, because this one is well used, is liked, and the alternative of a 59-minute change at Salisbury really puts people off.
It can't be that well used, though, surely, because if it was, and it was more commercially viable, presumably the operator wouldn't be cutting it.
No, in fact, the operator has actually been increasing it outside the government contracts pre-COVID.
So why are they cutting it then?
Well, this is interesting because you ask different people and you get different answers. And basically, it looks to me like to be the economic dogma of saying they've got too many train operators running around, let's reduce the number of operators. Operationally, it's convenient to do. For the passengers, it's a darn nuisance.
I mean, I know one thing that South Western Railway has said about it is they think that this will reduce route duplication, as in you won't have so many services all going to the same part of the world. Does that make sense to you at all, Graham?
There's a slight element of sense in that, apart from the fact that under Metro West, with Weka, they're looking to actually add back the very services after a year.
So you've got this protest meeting tonight in Trowbridge in opposition to the plans. What are you hoping that will achieve? I mean, are there ever scenarios when the Department for Transport and train operators back down in these kind of cases?
It has been done. It has been known. I mean, I've done campaigning before, and we were looking for an improvement of the service at Melksham. Now, that took a while to actually get through. But we won that one, and rather than having just two trains each way a day, we're up to nine, with up from 18,000 journeys on the line to 245,000 journeys on the line. So it can be done, it can make a difference. Sometimes they will listen.
And just finally, in the meantime, for anyone who maybe uses those services and are worried about them being cut, what is the current time frame? Is it December that they're planning to remove it?
The last train will probably run on the 10th of December.
Graham, thank you. Rail campaigner Graham Ellis there, who's organised a protest meeting tonight in opposition to plans to scrap the Bristol to London Waterloo service on South Western Railway. If the plans go ahead, it means there'll be no direct trains to London from either Keynsham or Oldfield Park. Maybe you use that service. If you ever go to London Waterloo as opposed to London Paddington on the train, I'd love to hear from you. 08000 855 949 is the number, because I would suggest that probably most people round here, whether you're going from Bath Spa or whether you're going from Weston or Bristol or wherever, would normally go into Paddington. But that isn't always the case. As Graham says, some people do prefer to go into Waterloo. And obviously, if your local station is Keynsham or Oldfield Park, that is your quickest direct train into London. In a statement, South Western Railway says, as GWR operates the majority of the services on this route, withdrawing our limited number of services will reduce route duplication and help to make that stretch of the railway run in a more effective and efficient way. Meanwhile, the Department for Transport says they work closely with operators to deliver the most efficient services for travellers, whilst also considering the best value for taxpayers. Now, nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition to save the Bristol to London Waterloo train service. The Department for Transport and the operator, South Western Railway, are planning to scrap the route at the end of the year, saying it'll improve efficiency. But rail campaigners say it means there'll be no direct service from either Keynsham or Oldfield Park to London. And they're holding a meeting tonight in Trowbridge to protest against the plans. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, James.
Will anyone really miss the Bristol to Waterloo service? Because everyone just goes to Paddington, don't they?
Well, no, quite simply. I mean, the service is well used and well loved. You'd rather go to Waterloo. And it's also quite a lot cheaper, this service, as well. So if you want to save a few... We know that, you know, that rail travel is outrageously expensive, and we campaign to sort of get against fare rises every year. The service to Waterloo direct is quite a lot cheaper than the one to Paddington.
And when you say it's quite well used, how many people actually use it? Because surely if it was really popular, they wouldn't be getting rid of it.
I'm afraid the Department for Transport doesn't work that way. The stroke of a pen, they can make these decisions which make no sense at all. I suppose what's happened possibly is that since the pandemic, passenger numbers generally have gone down, and obviously they're starting to rise back up again. So maybe there's pressure to cut costs where possible, because the railways are losing more money than they normally would. But I don't think it's justified at all.
But, I mean, doesn't it make sense on one level? Most people go to Paddington from this part of the world. I appreciate some people would prefer to go to Waterloo, but there isn't a service from Bristol to King's Cross, for example. I mean, some people would find that more convenient to go to the north of London, but doesn't mean we can have a service to every station in London.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, perhaps a service to King's Cross would be popular. But, you know, the important point, I suppose, it's about choices, about options, about flexibility, you know, that makes rail travel more viable generally. You know, and we've got this COP26 thing happening. We're supposed to be green, you know, we want to go electric and so on. And rail travel is the environmentally friendly way to do that. We need to encourage that. And in order to do that, we need to provide a range of attractive travel options, I suppose. It's all about the choices.
And it's worth noting as well that if you live in Keynsham or Oldfield Park in Bath and those are your local stations, this is your direct route to London.
Yeah, I think that there's just one other train that goes direct to Paddington from Keynsham. Yeah, but otherwise you've got to change, which is an inconvenience. People don't like changing. A direct train that provides exactly what you want is very, very convenient. And I suppose for those examples, is why the service is popular. And it also matters for the people of Trowbridge and Bradford-on-Avon in particular as well.
I know you've got this meeting in Trowbridge tonight in opposition to the plans. Realistically, what are the chances of the government and the operator changing their minds? Because, I mean, normally when these things happen, they set out on one course and they don't back down, do they?
I don't deny we've got an uphill battle. But, you know, if we just don't protest and don't object, then they'll sort of ride roughshod over us and we'll get a worse service year after year. It's our job as rail campaigners to fight for a better service, and that's what we're doing.
And if the route is scrapped, it's going to take effect in December, is that right?
Yeah, it's imminent as well. They sort of sneak this under the radar at very short notice, you know. So this is what's outrageous, is there just hasn't been the proper consultation, the proper process, and they're just, you know, there you go, too late. Sorry, we've axed it now. So, you know, we're fighting partly to just get the correct process done and follow the rules.
Bruce, thank you. Bruce Williamson there from the campaign group Rail Future, who are opposed to plans to scrap the Bristol to London Waterloo service on South Western Railway. If the plans go ahead, it means there'll be no direct trains to London from either Keynsham or Oldfield Park. In a statement, South Western Railway says, as GWR operates the majority of the services on this route, withdrawing our limited number of services will reduce route duplication and help to make that stretch of the railway run in a more effective and efficient way. Meanwhile, the Department for Transport says they work closely with operators to deliver the most efficient services for travellers, whilst also considering the best value for the taxpayer. James Hansen.